Imagine if tomorrow they came out with proof that cellular signals or mobile signals and Wi-Fi was all like super unhealthy.
We would all be dying.
Well, I guess that's the point. But then just going to
Wired
a wired
world.
system,
Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wired world. But no thanks to the Wi-Fi that's killing me.
Yeah, exactly.
And that would suck.
Yeah.
So it's good to. I don't know if the
Yeah,
mic
yeah,
picked that up, but my
yeah.
stomach just grumbled.
Oh, yeah. We have a third guest on our podcast today, taking
Oh,
place directly in Taylor's gut.
and we're not. It's not even food this
Yeah.
week.
It's.
I just ate breakfast though, which so
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't make any
What's
sense.
that guy in Total Recall, Quato? Did
Oh
you see that
man,
movie?
I have not.
Oh.
I'm
They're like.
spilling coffee on your blanket.
That's
Oh
okay.
man.
I'll wash this.
The
It
disasters.
needs a wash. You know what? It's like, oh no. It now is like, it's clear that it needs to be
This
washed.
week's
You
rule
can't just
is,
ignore it.
can you trash your friend's home when recording a podcast
Yeah.
with them? Oh, my stomach did it again.
There you go. Well, he's getting bored.
Yeah.
So let's get going.
Welcome to Taylor and Eric Rule the World. This is a podcast where every week me and this other guy
Yeah.
try to debate.
And Eric, because the stomach isn't always here.
That's the other guy.
Yeah, that
How
was a joke, Taylor.
You see that a joke
I'm
is
glad our audience has you to help them out. They're
yeah
like, wait, what other guy?
joke, huh? Essentially we try to debate the best rules for living the best life. And this week I wanted to give a shout out to listeners in Laval, Quebec.
Ooh.
There's been some listenership out in the Belle Province. Is that how you say
La
it?
Belle Provence, that's also, I think, the name of like a chain like restaurant. And apparently the best poutine, or if you want true poutine, you go to La Belle Provence.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's none of this shredded cheese. It's all about the curds
Yeah.
and
And not about that. Like there's a place called La Banquise that does a bunch of poutine, but it's like you can get all kinds of poutine. You can get like pulled pork or carnivore poutine or
right.
Mexican poutine. And my one Montreal friend is like, no, that's just fries with stuff on it.
Okay, so it's not you can have that stuff, but it's not poutine.
Yeah, or
Okay.
poutine.
There's your oh yeah, totally. There's your little mini rule for the week, everybody.
Yeah.
If it's not just fries, cheese curds, and gravy, it's not poutine.
Yeah.
My stomach
So,
knows that we're talking about poutine.
yeah, I got shout out to my friend Shireen because she sent a bunch of like Kijiji posts, I guess, that she has taken snapshots of that I'm going to
Nice.
share
Oh.
that I have not read
I
beforehand.
can't
So
wait.
we'll see if I'll have to edit this out or not.
Okay.
Okay, so there's a wooden stool on for she basically, I think, trolls Kijiji. So there's a wooden stool on for $20, okay? And I'm lost already. Do you have this? She says, do you have this available in white?
She one of those people.
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha. Brand new. Only, I don't know, what is that? There's
Only
an
used.
ellipsis point that's.
Oh, it's a pool ladder, right?
Okay, for $25.
Brand new, one season only.
Yeah. Okay, no cracks or breaks. She says, hi, instead of $25, would you consider 250? No, that's not funny.
$2.50?
That's not funny. Oh, wait, no. Then she goes, it costs $70 at Canadian Tire. And then she. Oh, this isn't funny. I'm sorry, Shireen. Okay, let's see. Let's do one more. Letter A mug. Hi, do you have this but letter B instead? Sorry, just this one. Oh, so it's one of those.
That's kind of funny.
That's what you're doing? Let's see. Accent shelf. Hi, what kind of accent does this shelf have? Oh, that's pretty funny. Okay, I'll give you that one. Vinyl Van Gogh picture, $40. Hi, is this their original?
Oh, that's pretty funny.
You'd have to find some pretty, like, because you can't really make jokes like that on any post.
Yeah. So, what's your opinion of that? I don't know if we talked about that.
Well, that's the question I want to ask her. It's like, how many, like, posts do you scroll through to find, like, the one?
Is it worth wasting the time?
Like, because that's all you're doing.
Is there some good back and forth?
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Let's do one more. Shoe sizes, 8.5. Hello, is this 8.5 men's or women's? Thank you. Oh, that's a good question.
Valid.
All right, I'm done. There you go. All right.
I think we can safely say we put the Kijiji Marketplace.
Well, thank you for sharing.
To bed.
And I wonder if she listens to this. If you listen to this, then message me or call me right now. And
oh, man. Speaking of friends and maybe neighbors, this week I wanted to talk about something that's been hitting close to home lately as a new homeowner. The category this week is neighborhood.
Okay.
And I wanted to know, Eric, when is it unacceptable to be making noise outside?
You're talking about like...
As on your street.
Okay.
When?
Okay, well, I'm assuming...
I want to talk about... What I want to talk about is when, so time, and what, so what kind of noise, and the volume and levels of noise.
And you're actually... does this count as noise you're making indoors that's emanating outdoors?
Yes.
Okay.
It could be you have your stereo up to a million and they can hear it. It's anything that you're doing on your property that is affecting your neighbor's ears.
I'm always now this isn't an immediate silence thing, but 9 o'clock is a let's bring things down a bit. Type hour.
So, what do you think about now when it gets dark around 5?
Oh, I don't think the sound has anything to do with light.
Okay.
Like, when... It's that thing where it's... The day doesn't end because the sun sets.
Yeah. I just wrote down on my paper, sound does not equal light. Yeah. So that's a...
that's a very good note. Yeah, I wish they taught that in schools more.
I've learned something today. Thank you.
Oh, that sound is so bright. Which people say? You know?
I knew it would pay to be friends with an engineer.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so you don't think... Because one thought I had was dawn till dusk is acceptable time for noise. But then, I get home now from work and it's almost dark. So... That doesn't really make sense during the winter.
I'm not even home yet.
Right.
And it's dark. And that, I mean, because the problem with that is, do people who live around the equator, like, get to be loud more? It's like, no, come, or like those places up north where, you know, it's like Iceland.
23
suddenly in the
hours.
Summer, it's just like, now is the time for sound and noise. And everyone has like vuvuzelas. And
don't forget light. It's everyone, because of the light.
Everybody applauds everything. Yeah. Like a bus comes by. They're like, woo! Yeah, get it out now. The sun sets soon. It's like, it's like babies just sleep for like 6 months at a time. It's like the baby's sleeping. It's dark.
All right, so I'm going to scrap that dawn to dusk idea. Clearly.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you think it doesn't matter what season it is? We need to set a time?
If I was, for some reason, if it was a warm day in November and I wanted to cut the grass, like, I might cut it at 6:30, you know, get home, grab a bite, change into some gardening clothes that I can get dirty so I can wash it with this blanket that you stained earlier in the podcast.
Yeah, there's coffee all over it.
So I start mowing the lawn and someone opens their window and says, are you kidding me? Like, can't you see it's basically like the sun has gone to bed?
This actually happened?
No.
Oh, this, saying, okay.
I'm just thinking like,
right.
I don't even know how I would respond to that.
You'd be like...
I'd be like, here, copy down this link, episode 55.
T TERW pod?
Yeah.
Okay, so you think, are you going to say 9?
Oh, yeah. So, all right. I was making a point at some point. 9 o'clock, I would say you start toning things down. Now, I'm talking about, like, you know, neighborhood, like residential area.
Right.
But then 11 is like your, just keep it, you can talk outside, but inside, like even like whispering kind of thing. Like don't make noise, essentially.
So yeah, I think 11 o'clock is the city bylaw where it's like if you're making any kind of noise outside.
Sorry, after 11?
I believe, yeah. Oh, I believe okay. 11 is the city bylaw.
So maybe I've like, just been conditioned by the society I live in.
So do you think, so it was like 9 or 9.30 the other night, okay. And it was, you know.
I'm sure it was 9 or 9.30 every night, Taylor.
Jesus.
Get to your point. I'm kidding.
And I was scraping the ice off my car, and it was really loud. It was like full caked on ice. Like I thought I was going to be, you know, breaking these windows essentially. And I was just like, I'm being so loud right now. But it was like 9:30, and I was just like, I don't know. I felt like I was making too much noise because, you know, the houses are in like pretty close proximity.
Now,
but do you think that I still have that right? Because like 11 is the shutdown.
How long did it take?
Like 5 to 6 minutes.
No, I would say you're perfect. I think even if, because that was a need and the duration was, yeah, like that 5 to 6 minutes. I guess we need to talk about that.
Okay,
like,
so duration has an impact.
If you need to make noise at night, like some people have the night shift. So
yeah.
What if it snows heavily and they need to shovel the driveway? I've shoveled the driveway late at night, like 1 in the morning kind of.
So you think as long as it's maybe a shorter duration and it doesn't become a repeated pattern of behavior?
Yeah, like I mean.
So if you're doing it every night at 2, it's like,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
This guy doesn't get it.
Like if you had a dog that barked every time. It was 2 o'clock for some reason.
Yeah.
that was Pavlov's second experiment.
The 2 o'clock barks, yeah. The bell goes off at 1, and then at 2 o'clock, yeah. It's just the internal clock.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, wow, even though I changed the bell sound, when it goes off, the dog's still new to bark at 2. That's interesting. I know the neighbors hate me, but...
The bell is now a ringtone anytime the dog
hears
like a...
Maybe I should change my experiment to something to do with food and drooling.
Nah. Okay, so then at our old place, I always felt bad because I usually took the trash out pretty late, maybe 10 or 10:30, and we have garbage with rolling wheels.
And you would always have to ceremoniously yell at the garbage
before
you tossed it out.
So that took maybe 5 minutes as well. But yeah. So that's fine, like under 10 minutes.
Yeah. I would say 10 minutes. Oh, man, that's tough. Like, if you need to do it, yeah. Because first off, I think you need to ask yourself, is this a need? Like, do you need to do this?
Okay.
Like, if you don't put out the garbage, then the garbage won't get picked up, so.
You know what? This is...
How much garbage do you have? That's taking you 10 loud minutes.
Well, back and forth, like 3 trips. Quite a lot, actually. Right before we moved out.
Yeah.
Boxes on boxes.
Okay.
Okay, so you've kind of given me an idea.
And they're all set mouse traps, so you're just carrying all of that. It's like, oh no, I have 14 boxes of these.
So you've inspired me, and I think what could be the rule this week is the that could be me rule. So.
Oh, okay.
If you're looking outside and there's some sort of noise or like, you know, you're being disturbed by a noise... And you're thinking, you know what? That could just as easily be me. Maybe it's too late. You know, maybe like 10 o'clock is maybe too late to take out the trash. But sometimes I get home late or I forget about it. So that could be me. The shoveling, everyone has to shovel.
Yeah.
The scraping the ice off, you know, everyone has to do, that that could be me.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a valid way to look at it of, you know what, sometimes I'm loud when it's dark?
I also think the recognizable the noise is plays a part. Like, the scraping of ice off of a car is such a common noise in these parts,
mm-hmm.
that it's not like, what is the neighbor doing?
Yeah.
So if a reasonable person, when they hear that noise, would be like, oh, they probably need to go somewhere.
Yeah.
So I will just, that could be me.
That could be me.
I'm just going to let it slide. And even in their head, they can prepare themselves for they're scraping the ice off their car, it'll probably only be a few more minutes.
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing.
You can estimate the duration. The trash, you're not going to be taking the trash out for an hour. You're not going to be scraping your car for an hour.
Unless you live by Taylor.
Exactly. Then these things take forever.
This sounds like boxes of mouse traps.
Again?
Yeah.
So, okay, if you can predict the duration.
Like, don't play Kerplunk outside.
Yeah.
It's like another game? Yeah, best of 75.
No! Okay, so then let me throw this one down, because at our old place in the summer, there was this guy, I believe he was dating the woman who lived a couple doors down.
Oh, wow.
And he would stay over, and he had a motorcycle, and we didn't have AC, so we would have our windows open. And it was probably 5:45 in the morning. Probably 8 to 10 times throughout the summer, he turned his motorcycle on right outside our window, because we were backed onto the parking lot. And it probably ran for 7 to 8 minutes. And it was like, we were like, what is going on? Like, we get up at 6:30, 7 o'clock. And he's got this motorcycle just running for almost 10 minutes. And it's like 5:45. Like, the time, I was like, you know, some people go to work at that time. This guy drives a motorcycle. Whatever. That's the way he gets to work. That could be me if I had a motorcycle.
So you hear
it. Oh, he's just letting it idle.
Yeah. Do you need to do that for motorcycles?
I don't think so. So is what we took issue with.
It's also the summer.
If a guy starts up his bike and takes off, that's early.
He has, a self-starter indoors, and he's like, oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm going to heat up the seat.
Yeah, I'm brushing my teeth.
Like, that's early and annoying if he takes off, but then he let it sit there, and we never understood why. And to us, that crossed the threshold of being unnecessary. From necessary into unnecessary.
As far as I'm concerned, you don't need to do that with a motorcycle. Even if you hear a car start or a motorcycle start, you know, it's recognizable. So you recognize that he's starting his motorcycle, but your expectation is that, oh, he started it. He's going to leave in the next 10 seconds.
Yeah, and I'll probably fall back asleep. Yeah, it's annoying, but...
But if you hear that...
Dude, it was so loud. It was so loud. Yeah. We, would get up and stare out the window, and I think we might have, maybe yelled a couple times.
Oh, really?
I think so. If I remember, we were so in such a sleepy haze, but it was
man.
This is just
That breaks the rule, because the first thing is, do you need to do it? And I don't believe, we're not talking about, does he need to start his motorcycle? Of course he does.
Right.
But does he need to let it idle for that long? No.
Okay. I agree. So you're thinking 9 p.m. is 9 p.m. is the kind of soft deadline. 11 is the hard.
Are we going to talk about when does the lift in the morning?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say is it was 5:45, and that to me...
If you did it at 6, I think it's fair game.
To for a while? To idle it for a while? Even, well...
Yeah, at 6... Well, okay, no. I don't... Even if you turn on your motorcycle for 8 minutes, I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
That's the question.
Let's pretend he's not. Let's just say 5:45, Let's say he just starts it up and leaves. That's kind of, it might be a bit too early.
Maybe he's like an audio technician and he's like recording the motorcycle. He's like, oh, I just need to get that right pop.
I need it for my podcast. Yeah. So, okay, when does it begin then? So it goes till soft deadline 9, hard deadline 11. When's the sound ban lifted?
It's a ban every night.
Zip it.
Yeah. It's like, have you seen A Quiet Place? Well, that happens at 11.
What? We almost get murdered? No.
No, I'd say 6. 6 and then, or should we do just like an even 7, 9 as well? No, 6.
6. Yeah, because 7, so many people are up and going before 7 that I think it's also one of those things that if it's going to become a repeated pattern of behavior, you can also, like, I don't know. Is it on us to, like, shut our windows and get have fans in the room instead? Like, should we be proactive?
Here's a story for you. At my parents' place, it would get so, when I was, you know, growing up, as we do as humans.
At your parents' place?
Yeah. Friend Sean. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't know.
So... so it'd get really hot, so I'd open the window, but the birds would be so loud in the morning, and you're talking about like 5 o'clock in the morning, 5:30.
Right.
But we can't issue rules for nature.
Nature is so, as nature does. Yeah.
So, every morning, and you were talking about 8 to 10 times in the summer, I'm referring to every day. So every day, I'd go to bed with the window open, and every day around 5, I would have to wake up and close the window because he's bad. And it would be this battle of, like, maybe I can just fall back asleep and, like, and like just, like, my willpower will overcome the noise of these birds, but it wouldn't take. And so...
The birds so, just... Yeah. They
so
won.
My point is, like 6 o'clock for humans, it's the gradual. It's like the 7 to 11. Oh, sorry, the 9 to 11 at night. It's like that. Keep it down.
Start still. Being quiet at 9. Be totally quiet by 11.
Yeah. So at 6, you can start, you know, having small chats. You know, you're walking your kid to early school for something. And, you know, you want to have a little chat with the person walking their dog.
Daddy, can you take me to early school?
It's like, sure, the birds kept me up anyway. So, but then by 9 o'clock, you like idle that motorcycle as much as you want.
Yeah, like, 9. So I was just looking at the London noise bylaw, and it's like 12 pages of dense crap. So there's nothing interesting.
Yeah, I had to look that up for... a job of mine for like decibel amount, because we would get complaints when I had some work at a power plant, but I would work in the power plant, like my office was there, so like it clearly wasn't loud,
right?
So I feel like there were just these neighbors that would just be like, that power plant makes so much noise, like I don't know, they just know there's a power plant, so they blame everything on the power plant.
Blame it on the power plant.
I love that song.
Okay, so on the noise bylaw page, it says, City of London municipal law enforcement officers respond to noise complaints generated by occupants of a premise, i.e. parties, loud music. This service is available on Friday evenings from 7 p.m. to the following Saturday morning until 3 a.m. and Saturdays from 7 till the Sunday at 3.
Oh, so they're saying 7 o'clock.
They just have... And it's weekends only. That is interesting. I mean, that's...
Because who parties on a weekday, Taylor? That,
exactly. That's... I don't think that's the bylaw. The bylaw, I think, is like 11. But... so they have like a task force that comes out to police parties, it sounds like, on the weekends. So it sounds like if you're... I guess duration is the biggest part. If you have a 3-minute rock and dance party, no, you know, you can't really.
Welcome to the Battle of the Bands. To keep it brief and not to infringe on the local laws, we're all going to play at the same time and we're going to play our shortest song. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you. That probably sounded great. Okay, so yeah, duration and also, I guess, intent. Because, like, you're putting the garbage out, you're scraping the ice, you're shoveling. Those are, like you said, those are necessary. That could be me. The party with a bunch of people going on late at night. That's not everyone's cup of tea. Not everyone has to have parties. They're not necessary.
Oh, but what? Why didn't you tell me?
But as long as you keep it quiet and inside.
Yeah.
Well, loud and inside. As long as the loudness doesn't seep out, man.
Tell that to your stomach, Taylor. Keep it quiet and inside. You whisper to yourself.
Okay, hey, stomach, have you seen A Quiet Place? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So I think we have our times established.
Yeah. So let's see. I talked about birds. Oh, yeah. Remember when those people were doing construction outside? About that? What about like construction? I guess that's a need, right? Like,
so,
like, even though I didn't like it, like, I heard the construction.
But that was at like dinner time, right?
No, it started in the morning.
What time?
Because I remember I woke up with that construction. It was something like 5:30, 6 o'clock. Like, they started right away.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh man, they're really going at it. And then I thought they would stop by the time we were going to record the podcast, but they went like all day.
That's a tough one, because I feel like 5:30 is like just too early. But you know that it was a short project, right? Was it like a week, two weeks?
It was one day.
But, oh, it was just one day?
Yeah, it was just one day. But it was one of those things where I heard, like, gardening equipment and all that. So you would think...
Shovels?
Oh, yeah. No, it's like if you hear a lawnmower go, you think, okay, well, this will probably be done in at most an hour, depending on the yard. And how much... And then, like, you know, you might get the weed whacker afterwards. Mm-hmm. But in this case, it was, like, cutting equipment... You hear some hammering tools, then you hear some saws, you know, that.
Yes.
And they're just like, oh, what's going on?
Hey, so, where's Jim with the coffee? You hear all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, man. And it's like, here's your damn coffee.
Why must I get you coffee at every job? Is that all I'm good for? Shut up, Jim. When will you let me hold the shovel and the saw?
If you guys just quit your arguing, you might be done by now.
You're probably waking up the neighbors. It's 5:30.
What did you say, Jim?
I said, come to the other side of the house.
Let's go speak by that neighbor's house, because we might wake up that neighbor.
I see an open window.
So,
anyway.
Yeah, when I would hear this equipment... As I said, there's a certain expectation. I was like, okay, maybe they're, you know, they cut off a branch, so, and they're just chopping it up to dispose. But then after like an hour and a half, that was when I looked outside. Because I was like, are they still going at it?
Yeah.
And I saw like 7 or 8 guys like absolutely demolishing this person's yard.
Right.
And I was like, okay, no, this is... a much bigger endeavor
this
than I originally
scale.
Expected. So I think knowing that, having that expectation plays a huge part.
For those who may not have listened to that episode, there used to be some glorious trees in the backyard that Eric backed onto.
I miss that.
And now we can just see their house, like from the podcast window. We can just... see their house, and it's kind of sad that there used to be all these big beautiful trees, but
I can see that squirrel doing something. He should be asleep.
He should, yeah. It's December, but I mean, it's like 0 degrees outside.
Get all messed up.
Yeah. So I think we have our times, and we have our if it could be you, just think that could that be me?
Yeah.
Then maybe I'll let it slide. But if this noise becomes unnecessary. Too long.
Have you ever, like, I guess there's that motorcycle story. Do you have anything else that was unnatural to hear that woke you up or like disturbed you? I know I was When I was young, me and a friend went to a cottage. Both our families went to a cottage. And me and my buddy, we were staying in the same room. And it was like, you know, we were up chatting, laughing. And it was like 2 in the morning or so, 2 or 3. And we were actually trying to go to bed now. And this single line was uttered at a loud volume outside. All we hear is, "Hey, that's my camera." And that's it. And we were both like, "What is going on?"
There was no response.
I think of that all the time. There was no shuffling beforehand.
There was no scuffle.
Yeah, exactly. That's the word I was looking for.
Right.
And shuffling. People were playing cards. And
hey, that's my camera.
So, but that line alone, like, it still disturbs me to this day.
Hey, that's my camera. Yeah,
but
I've heard.
I'm just trying to think of times when
I've heard small arguments, and I think kids being annoying and parents getting frustrated, but never usually lasts too long.
Hmm. Yeah. Well,
the motorcycle is really the one that kind of stands out as what is this guy doing? Like, this is just totally insane.
Oh man.
But we moved, got over it. I think they moved it before we did.
No.
He looked like a pretty badass stepdad though.
Oh yeah.
But it was you're just being way too loud. But it's he's probably like, "All right, kids, hop on the hog. I'll take you to early school."
I'll take you to early school. Maybe he was like, "If you don't wake up, you won't be able to sleep through my badass hog revving," and then everyone else just had to suffer. It's like one of those dads. "Dad, everyone else can hear you. I don't care. You're going to be late for early school."
And you know why they call it early school? Because you're not supposed to be late.
Yeah.
Okay, so 6.
You better be up in 8 minutes. "Dad, you've done this 8 to 10 times this summer."
"Not all our neighbors have air conditioning, Dad."
Yeah. "Some people's windows are open. I can see one right now."
Shut up. Okay, so 6 a.m., fair game. Kind of a gradual, don't have your loud parties at 6 a.m., but yeah. I mean, you can start being noisy-ish. 9 p.m., start to wind it down. 11 p.m., zip it.
Yep.
And if that could be you, then maybe understand that sometimes people do things at different times of the day.
And we all have a special place in our hearts to allow some patience for scraping ice off your car at any time of night.
Yes, because maybe you need to go out and get some diapers or something.
Exactly.
You never know.
More mousetraps, because you threw all of yours away.
Yeah, it is a zany action. It's a crazy contraption.
Yeah. What's the third line?
The fun is catching.
Oh, okay. That's mousetrap.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Well. I win. Thank you for listening.
Hey, wait, we're going in for the big cheese. Don't get caught.
Oh, my God. The big cheese, if you tell your friends about it, we'll give you some cheese. Tell your friends about this podcast.
And you'll get some cheese.
Yeah, exactly. But only the curds on the
poutine. Oh, yeah, La Belle Provence.
Share, subscribe, shoot us a rating. Everything helps grow this podcast because we really appreciate every single...
Thanks you for listening. You can find us on Facebook at Taylor and Eric Rule the World.
We're also on Instagram at TERW Pod, and we're on Twitter. I am at Taylor Axford.
And I am at Eric Kian Farr.
And happy December, and keep it quiet out there. Nah, I mean, during the hours that we told you about previously.
What? Based on these rules.
Join our... Oh, I said it!
Yeah.
Join us in our quest to rule the world.